Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line, Radio.com Sports NFL analyst Brian Baldinger, brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available on radio.com/Dell. Brian is with us because he has a film session that I was checking out with Steelers safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. Brian, what did you learn about Minkah from that sit-down?
I learned a lot, Andrew. I learned, first of all, just how instinctive he is. And then I learned a lot about just, free safety play, in positioning, what he's looking at. He's the only player on the field when he's at free safety. He does move around, but primarily free safety. He's the only player that can see all 21 other players. And just how good his eyes are, how patient he is. And he's just, from the first, really since the first play against San Francisco as a Steeler, I mean, he just fit right in. And, like Cam Hayward told me, man, it was just like getting an early Christmas gift, getting him into the defense. And really what I'm looking forward to is just after the season and now the off season, albeit, it's a different off season, but just getting more comfortable in Keith Butler's system. And the players around him, whether it's Edmonds or Barron or whoever, where I think he can probably take more chances throughout the year once he really understands who's on the back end and how they're going to protect him a little bit.
Brian, what does that do for the Steelers' defense in 2020, in your opinion?
They lost Javon Howard, but Javon Hargrave, but they basically return everybody else. Stephon Tuitt will be back. They're a front four loaded defense. They went to 7 defensive backs on third downs. I mean, they're one of only 5 teams since the merger to lead the league in both sacks and takeaways. To me, that's the barometer right now, sacks and takeaways. Sacks just affecting the quarterback, takeaways helping out the offense. I would imagine that if they go in with some preseason goals outside of winning the division, I got to imagine those two categories are going to be at the top of their list.
Brian, as somebody that watches a lot of film and studies the NFL extensively and in depth, how important is having a deep safety like that? Like, what kind of difference do you think that kind of player can make to a team and to a defense?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if you measure explosive plays of 20 yards or more, whether the offense is creating them or the defense is surrendering them, big plays usually falls on the back end of your defense, either blown coverages or missed tackles. And when you have a free safety with the range, with the eyes, and with the instincts of a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick, you're just not going to give up as many explosive plays. And you can really, make correlations, strong correlations, between losing games and giving up explosive plays defensively, and conversely, the same thing for your offense. So, when you have a guy in the back end, you're just not going to give up the plays down the field over the top. And when things do break loose underneath, the way they sometimes will, whether it's cutback runs by the back or whether it's, throws on a dart, to a receiver in stride, going up against an Odell Beckham Jr. or somebody like that, when you can eliminate those explosive plays because of good tackling, it immediately makes your back end better. It makes your whole team better.
Radio.com NFL analyst Brian Baldinger with us here on 93.7 The Fan. All right, Brian, what's your take on the Cam Newton signing for New England?
Well, I think it's a smart signing. You know, first of all, we've seen Josh McDaniels always adjust his offense. Even when Tom Brady was suspended the first 4 weeks of 2016, they started Jimmy Garoppolo. The offense looked pretty much the same. But as soon as he got hurt against Miami and Jacoby Brissett came in, the offense changed. Bootlegs, quarterback keepers, the following week in a big shutout win against Houston on Monday night. I mean, he was featured in the run game, something they never did with Brady or Garoppolo. I mean, they're going to adjust their offense to Cam Newton. And they really, look, they've got they've got some investment there, $7.5 million. If he's not healthy, if he can't adjust, if he can't digest the playbook enough to be effective, I mean, it's not that big of a hit. But I have a feeling he's going to fit in just fine. And it might be just a one-year deal, but who knows? Maybe he's this year's Ryan Tannehill, where Tannehill goes to back up Marcus Mariota and he becomes the highest-rated quarterback in the league. I mean, you just don't really know how these things are going to work out. But I got to believe that Cam Newton's got a lot left, especially if he's healthy, and he's got a lot left to prove.
Do you see any kind of analogy or any kind of similarities between what you just described with Cam Newton in New England and Ben Roethlisberger coming back here in Pittsburgh, Brian?
Well, I mean, Ben knows the system.
You know,
I mean, he knows what they're doing. He knows the offense. He knows he knows where to go with the ball. I mean, there's not much that, you know, outside of training camp, getting yourself into physical condition and getting yourself mentally right. I mean, he's not going to be challenged much by the playbook. I mean, that's always different, you know, for a quarterback. You know, when you change systems and the terminology is different and how you do things, especially, you know, you're trying to replace Tom Brady after 20 years. I mean, you know, that's going to be difficult. But
yeah, I guess, Brian, I'm sorry. I guess I was asking more like, do you feel like they both have a lot left? Do you feel like one guy is more left than the other?
Well, I think Cam has more left than Ben. And that's not to say Ben doesn't have a great year in him. But I mean, he's 37 years old, whatever. You know, he's going into his 15th year. Whatever it is right now, I can't exactly remember. But I mean, it's up there. I mean, he's coming back from a pretty serious injury. So you know, I'm just from age and just number of injuries sustained, all that. I'd say Cam is, you know, he still has a lot left. I think he's got a lot of football left.
Brian Baldinger with us. Brian, one more before I let you run. Mike Tomlin, I think, kind of. In unusual, unlike him sort of way, unlike NFL head coaches really in general, tipped his hand with what he wants to do with his offensive line when training camp opens. He said they're going to swing Filer from right tackle to left guard. They're going to have Wisniewski be the backup at that spot. And they're going to have Chukwuma Okorafor, a former third-round pick, and Zach Banner, who was their jumbo set guy last year, compete for right tackle, which... This was the oldest offensive line in the NFL last year, Brian. So I'm really interested in, you know, your former position, your former as an offensive lineman, what you make of reconfiguring the line the way that Tomlin kind of wants to do it.
I mean, look, I don't think it's, you know, big secrets, you know, being released. I mean, I thought Matt Filer was just fine at right tackle. I thought he was a good find out of Bloomsburg State, and I thought he played well. You know, he's got the size necessary to play. I'm not sure that Zach Banner is a starting right tackle in the NFL. I'm not saying he can't do it, but, you know, he's going to see some elite pass rushers over the right tackle position. I'm not sure. But maybe he's like, I don't know, maybe he could do it. I know Wisniewski could play left guard, though. I mean, Wisniewski's played left guard on two Super Bowl championship teams, you know, and so I know he could play left guard. And he's a Pittsburgh guy. I'm sure he loves being back there. It's where it all started for him. But I'm a little confused. I mean, maybe he just wants the best five out there, and Wisniewski is a better swing guy. But he started Kansas City, played well. Started Philadelphia, played well. To me, you know, Filer at right tackle, Wisniewski at left guard would make more sense right now on paper. But maybe they feel like, you know, they've got, you know, a good player at right tackle, and Wisniewski's better as a swing man right now.
Brian Baldinger. Brian, thank you for taking time away from, what are you doing, a little beach time this time of year? What are you up to?
No. This is major. We got a lot of film study going on right now. I'm at NFL Films. So
good.
Yeah. Okay. But I mix it up a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes for me today, Brian. I really appreciate it. Okay, man?
All right. Yep.
There you go. Brian Baldinger from NFL Films. He's at NFL Films. That's got to be a cool place, right? Being at NFL Films. Where are you? Oh, man. That's a location, Craig. That is a place.
That's NFL such a
Films.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm just hanging out at the NFL Films.
I just said, oh, what are you doing? I just have access to every video in NFL history, Andrew. What do you have access to right now? Crystal Palace Burnley game that I'm about to hopefully win money on. All right. That call was brought to you by Dell Technology Small Business Podference podcast series. Available on radio.com/Dell. Listen to Brian Baldinger on his podcast, Baldy's Breakdowns. Available on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia. Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit them at ShorkeyKia.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.